Sutra. If the hundreds of thousands of myriads of koti of beings who seek gold, silver, lapis lazuli, mother of pearl, carnelian, coral, amber, pearls, and so forth, enter the great sea, an evil wind may toss their boats into the territory of the Rakshasa ghosts. But if among them there is even one person who calls out the name of Guanshuyen Bodhisattva, they will all be saved from the difficulty of the Rakshasas. For this reason he is called Guanshuyen. Commentary. Among the seven kinds of difficulties, this is the third, the difficulty of meeting with Rakshasa ghosts. If the hundreds of thousands of myriads of koti of beings who seek gold, silver, lapis lazuli, mother of pearl, carnelian, coral, amber, pearls, and so forth. People are greedy for these things because they think they are treasures. Actually, these things are external to the body. Before you have understood the treasures within your own nature, even if you greedily pursue external treasures, they won't be of any great use. They have nothing to do with your own nature. But most ordinary people seek these things. Every country is greedy for gold, and so most citizens think it is rare and a valuable thing. Day and night they scheme to get gold. This goes on to the point that countries fight with other countries over gold. Why do people think gold is so valuable? Because there's not very much of it, so everybody's greedy for it. It's hard to obtain, and so people even dream of it. Some go to Africa, some to America. The Chinese used to call America Old Gold Mountain. Everyone ran here from China for the gold. Once they got most of the gold from America, they ran off to Australia to New Gold Mountain. People travel all over for gold. We don't know how many people died on the high seas coming over here after the gold. A lot of them. But communications weren't as advanced in those days, and the news didn't get reported. A lot of people died, and no one ever knew. That's because they met with the difficulty of the evil wind while searching for treasures. They had small boats, nothing like the big ones we have today. Some found gold, but most didn't. Everyone knows about those who found gold, but who knows about all those people who died at sea? There is no record of those who were lost. Many went to New Gold Mountain in Australia. People also went to find silver. Gold is first, and silver is second in value. Next comes lapis lazuli, which is translated as blue gem. Mother of pearl has lines running through it that look like cart tracks, but its surface is actually very smooth. Carnelian is called horse brain because there are thread-like lines running through it that resemble blood vessels. In the old days in China, those who smoked pipes had their long pipes made out of carnelian or jade. They were very expensive. Those people, having eaten their fill and having nothing else to do, wanted to be different, to show how unusual they were, and so they made extravagant pipes. They would compete to see who could have the most expensive pipes to show off how rich they were. Coral grows in the ocean in formation that look like trees. Some of them grow to be 3 feet tall. I have seen one that was 1 foot tall. There are small creatures in the ocean who leave their shells in these shapes that look like trees. Such trees are very expensive. In China, a man called Shi Chong once competed with a certain relative of the emperor to show off his wealth. The emperor had given his relative a coral tree, probably about 2 feet tall, especially expensive. The person invited Shi Chong to dinner one night and showed him his coral tree. "See my expensive coral tree?" he asked. Shi Chong picked it up and threw it on the ground, smashing it to pieces. The man was crushed. "That coral tree was given to me by the emperor. Now what do I do?" "Don't worry about it," said Shi Chong. "I'll replace it. Come over to my house tomorrow and you can pick up coral tree out of my collection." When the emperor's relative went to Shi Chong's house the next day, he saw that the living room was filled with lovely coral trees all over 3 feet tall. The man realized he was nowhere near as wealthy as Shi Chong, even though he was the emperor's relative. And so he took a coral tree and left. Later, Shi Chong, however, was murdered for his money. It is said, people die because of wealth. Birds die because of food. Amber is another kind of precious substance. Sometimes it's yellow in color and called golden amber. Pearls are obtained from oysters. If people should enter the great sea to acquire such things, they may run into trouble. And suppose an evil wind comes up. This is hypothetically speaking, mind you. An evil wind is literally a black wind. This is something everyone personally has. What do I mean? This is what happens when your face gets all contorted with affliction and turns black. When you get angry, you have an evil wind. If you have no temper, you don't have an evil wind. The great sea is the sea of our own nature. The evil wind is ignorance. We speak about it in many ways, but it all comes back to the same thing: ignorance. Ignorance is also called affliction. If you have affliction, you have an evil wind. Without affliction, the sea of your own nature is calm and placid. To seek jewels is to enter your own nature to look for treasures. When you try to uncover the treasures within your own nature, you might run into demonic obstacles. Demonic obstacles arise because you don't have enough virtue. If you haven't done enough meritorious deeds, your virtue is not complete, and so the evil wind, the demonic obstacle, starts blowing. If you possess great virtue, the evil wind will turn into auspicious clouds, fortunate energy. In China, we say, when the way is lofty, dragons and tigers are subdued. When virtue is profound, ghosts and spirits are respectful. When the way is lofty, the dragons will coil up and the tigers will lie down when they see you. Dragons are basically very fierce. They can move mountains and turn over the seas with their spiritual penetrations. But if you have the way, even though dragons have such spiritual powers, they don't dare use them on you. They have to coil up. Tigers are very mean, but if you have no anger, when they see you, they'll act like tame dogs, like house pets. They will wag their tails and welcome you like kitty cats. But you must have the way, Tao. If you don't, the dragons won't coil up and the tigers won't crouch. If your virtue is sufficiently profound, then when the ghosts and spirits see you, they will bow. But you must have virtue, otherwise they won't. Therefore, developing virtue by doing virtuous deeds is most important. The evil wind may toss their boats into the territory of the Rakshasa ghosts. They will be in trouble. Rakshasa ghosts eat people's essence and energy. They are female. But if among them, the people on the boat, there is even one person who calls out the name of Guanshuyin Bodhisattva, they will all be saved. All hundreds of myriads of millions of them. From the difficulty of the Rakshasas. For this reason, he is called Guanshuyin, the contemplator of the world sounds. Virtue is something all people should consider the most important issue, because virtue is what differentiates people from animals. Without virtue, we are no different from animals. Also, virtue must be put into practice. If you don't do it, it's not there. In Manchuria, I had a very good friend. He was my good friend because he was on the same path as I was. I observed the filial piety by my mother's grave, and he had done the same by his mother's grave. He was called Filial San Yu. Before he began his filial practice, he had been a robber. He went everywhere plundering households and kidnapping people. Once he was wounded in a fight. The wound festered and refused to heal for over half a year. At that time, he woke up. Probably I have been doing too many wrong things, and so my wound won't heal. Then he made a vow. If my wound heals, I will never rob again. I will observe filial piety at the graves of my parents. After he had this thought, his wound was well in a few days, and he went to start his practice. Many strange things happened to him then. There isn't enough time to go into all of them in detail today. Once, seeking to stop the rain to aid his village, he cut off his flesh as an offering to heaven. While he was sitting beside his parents' graves, it started raining, and the rain continued for days and days. He thought, all the crops will be flooded, and so he began to pray for the rain to stop. As a token of his sincerity, he said, if the rain stops within 3 days, I shall cut off my flesh as an offering to heaven and the Buddha. After he made this vow, oddly enough, in 2.5 days or so, the rain stopped. To carry out his vow, he stood before a Buddha image and cut off about 1 or 2 ounces of his flesh as an offering. Then he fainted from the shock and the pain. When he woke up again, the ground was covered with blood. The magistrate of Shuangcheng County happened to come by. Seeing Filial San Yu lying in a pool of blood, the magistrate thought he was deranged. But when he found out the details of his offering, he said, "That's terrific," and was very impressed. Soon after this incident, a little bird came to visit Filial San Yu. It chirped in a very strange way. It said, do more virtue, do more virtue. Doing more virtue is good. In Chinese, 多做的多做的做的多好. It was telling people to do more good things. The more, the better. That's why I'm not afraid of working too hard. I work along with you all day, and then I lecture at night. I do so because I want to do more giving of Dharma. In America, the Buddha Dharma is extremely scarce, and so I'm not afraid of working hard to give you the Buddha Dharma. No matter how hard it is, I'm not going to go on strike. To say nothing of all of you, even if only one or two of you understand what I am saying, that will be enough. I will have found those who know my sound. Now, there are so many of you who come every day to hear the sutra. You are all my most understanding Dharma friends, and so, even though it gets tiring, people get tired when they work. I go ahead and speak the Buddha Dharma for all of you. Sutra. Further, if a person who was about to be harmed calls out the name of Guanshuryin Bodhisattva, the knives and staves of the attackers will break into pieces and he will be saved. Commentary. This is the difficulty of knives and staves. Further, if a person who was about to be harmed, on the verge of being murdered, calls out the name of Guanshuryin Bodhisattva, the knives and staves of the attackers will break into pieces. Just as they put the knife to your throat or the stick to your head, the weapon will split apart and be useless. Basically, a knife is stronger than your neck, but now your neck is stronger and the knife breaks. Why does this happen? Because of the great awesome power of Guanshuryin Bodhisattva. This power causes your neck to be stronger than iron, so the knife breaks. And in this way, the person who is being attacked, will be saved from the difficulty of knives and staves. This is all because he recites the name of Guanshuryin Bodhisattva. Is it that magical? You say. It is even more efficacious than that. All you have to do is sincerely and faithfully recite the name of Guanshuryin Bodhisattva. Sutra. If yakshas and rakshasas enough to fill the 3,000 great thousand world system come to torment a person, if they hear him call out the name of Guanshuryin Bodhisattva, all those evil ghosts will not even be able to stare at that person with their evil eyes, how much the less harm him. Commentary. This is the difficulty of yakshas and rakshasas. If yakshas and rakshasas enough to fill the 3,000 great thousand world system come to torment a person. Yakshas are speedy ghosts. There are flying yakshas, space-traveling yakshas, and earth-bound yakshas. Yakshas are extremely fast. They can run faster than rockets. Rakshasas eat people's essence and energy. Both these types of ghosts specialize in harming people. The more you try to bring forth the Bodhi resolve, the madder they get, and the more they try to torment you. They think of all kinds of ways to obstruct you so you can't cultivate. They cause you to retreat. You may bring forth the Bodhi resolve and be cultivating with great vigor, and then they'll come along and say, "What are you cultivating for? Why do you study the Buddha Dharma? Don't do it. It's plain useless." They can cause you to have doubts. They will bore into your mind and say, "Don't study the Buddha Dharma. Go somewhere else, where you can be free, where you can dance and listen to music whenever you want. The Buddha Dharma is just, don't do this, don't do that, don't. You can't watch movies, can't drink, can't smoke. So many things you can't do. The more you study it, the more trouble you have." The yakshas and rakshasas cause you to think like that. You may want to leave the home life and be a monk, but these ghosts will say, "That's too bitter. You have to work all day long. You never get enough sleep, enough clothes to wear, or enough food to eat. You have to work your head off practically. Forget it. Why bother?" Someone else might want to be a bhikshuni, but the yakshas and rakshasas come along and say, "Get married. You'll have a husband to keep your company, and you can do whatever you want." That's just the work of yakshas and rakshasas. They specialize in ruining your Bodhi resolve, your mind of cultivation. If they hear him call out the name of Guanshiryin Bodhisattva, all those evil ghosts will not even be able to stare at that person with their evil eyes, how much the less harm him. The yakshas and rakshasas will come along to torment you. But as soon as you recite the name of Guanshiryin Bodhisattva, you will emit light. This light will make it impossible for them to open their eyes and look at you. If they can't even open their eyes, how can they harm you? If you always recite the name of Guanshiryin Bodhisattva, you will receive help and protection. Sutra. If a person, whether guilty or not, who has been put in stocks or bound with chains, calls out the name of Guanshiryin Bodhisattva, his fetters will break apart and he will immediately be freed. Commentary. If a person, whether guilty or not, who has been put in stocks or bound with chains, calls out the name of Guanshiryin Bodhisattva, his fetters will break apart. This is the difficulty of stocks and chains. A person gets arrested and locked up. Perhaps he's guilty, or perhaps it's a case of mistaken identity or a frame-up. In any case, he is locked up. However, if he can recite, "Homage to the greatly compassionate Guanshiryin Bodhisattva," very sincerely, the fetters will fall off, and he will immediately be freed. I have seen many such responses. At Nanhua Monastery, there was a monk called Ti Hui. He was captured by the Japanese and locked up in jail, wearing handcuffs and chains. In jail, he recited Guanshiryin Bodhisattva's name all day long. Then, one night, all of a sudden, All the chains and handcuffs fell off. The door opened by itself and he ran away. There are many, many other such incidents, and so I know this is really true. Sutra. If bandits enough to fill the 3,000 great thousand world system infest a dangerous road, on which a merchant chief in charge of costly jewels is leading a group of merchants, but among the merchants there is even a single person who says, "Good men, do not be afraid. You should all single-mindedly recite the name of Guanshuyin Bodhisattva. This Bodhisattva bestows fearlessness upon living beings. If you recite his name, you shall surely be saved from these robbers." And if, upon hearing that, the merchants all cry out together, "Namo Guanshuyin Bodhisattva," then they will immediately be saved because they recited his name. Commentary. If bandits enough to fill the 3,000 great thousand world system infest a dangerous road, these are malicious and hateful robbers. Because they have grudges against people from former lives, in this life they become bandits and rob other people. Suppose these bandits lie await on a perilous road, on which a merchant chief in charge of costly jewels is leading a group of merchants. Naturally, the bandits are going to want to rob their jewels. But if among the merchants there is even a single person who says, "Good men, do not be afraid. Friends, brothers, colleagues, you should all single-mindedly recite the name of Guanshuyin Bodhisattva. Use one mind, not two, to recite Guanyin Bodhisattva's name. This Bodhisattva bestows fearlessness upon living beings. If you recite his name, you shall surely be saved from these robbers." And if, upon hearing that, the merchants all cry out together, "Namo Guanshuyin Bodhisattva," homage to the Bodhisattva who contemplates the sounds of the world, then they will immediately be saved from their predicament because they recited his name. This Dharma door is especially efficacious. Everyone should believe in it. Don't have doubts. Sutra. Inexhaustible intention. The awesome spiritual power of the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Guanshuyin is as lofty and sublime as that. Commentary. Shakyamuni Buddha, having explained the above doctrine, now calls out, "Inexhaustible intention, the awesome spiritual power of the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Guanshuyin is as lofty and sublime as that." The power of his awesome virtue and spiritual penetrations is great, supreme, and magnificent. What are Mahasattvas? Mahasattvas are Bodhisattvas, and Bodhisattvas can be Mahasattvas. Regular bodhisattvas refer to young bodhisattvas, but mahasattvas refer to old bodhisattvas. They are the senior ones. By way of analogy, ordinary bodhisattvas are like compact cars. They can't carry too many people. Mahasattvas are like big vans that can carry a lot of people. Sutra. If living beings who have much sexual desire constantly and reverently recite the name of Guanshuyin Bodhisattva, they will be separated from desire. If those who have much hatred constantly and reverently recite the name of Guanshuyin Bodhisattva, they will be separated from hatred. If those who are very stupid constantly and reverently recite the name of Guanshuyin Bodhisattva, they will be separated from stupidity. Commentary. If living beings who have much sexual desire. Some people study the Buddha Dharma on one hand and entertain lustful desire on the other. The more they study the Dharma, the stronger their desire is. They think about sex all day long until their desire thoughts are like flowing water. This is the worst of thoughts and the worst kind of behavior, a very bad sign. What should they do? They don't have to get nervous about it. They should just constantly and reverently recite the name of Guanshuyin Bodhisattva. It's not good enough just to recite it. You must also be reverent. You should bow more to Guanshuyin Bodhisattva. Bowing to the Buddhas is just paying great reverence to the Buddhas. Most people don't understand what bowing to the Buddhas means. Adherents of other religions say it's just bowing to wooden idols. Blind people speak blindly. They don't have eyes. They can't see the Buddha's light, and so they say it's idol worship. But bowing to the Buddhas represents the reverence in our hearts. In order to respect the Triple Jewel, we must certainly bow to the Buddhas. Take care not to be arrogant and think, I'm so great. I'm greater than the Buddhas. Why should I bow to them? That's a mistake. If people always bow and recite Guanyin Bodhisattva's name, they will be separated from desire. It's gone. You say, but I like sexual desire. What am I going to do without it? If you like it, you don't have to recite Guanyin Bodhisattva's name, that's all. It's simple enough. If you don't want your sexual desire, you can get rid of it. If you want to keep it, you don't have to get rid of it. Either way, it's up to you. If there are those who have much hatred, they should recite Guanyin Bodhisattva's name. Hatred manifests as overt anger. Anger is a kind of affliction, and affliction is just ignorance. Hatred is like fire. It is said, one spark of fire can burn up a forest of merit and virtue. Therefore, there is an ancient saying that the firewood gathered in 1,000 days goes up in a blaze started by a single spark. You can gather firewood for 1,000 days, a long time, but one little match can burn it all up. This describes how ordinarily we may try to do good and virtuous deeds. We may do this over a long period of time, but then we get mad, and the fire of ignorance rises. All that merit and virtue is burned right off. If you have a big temper, you'll produce ignorance whenever you open your mouth. What kind of people like to get mad? Asuras. Everyone has come down a particular path. Some have come down the Buddha path. Some have come down the path of immortals. Others have come down the path of humans, asuras, animals, or ghosts. Those who have come down the Buddha path are, for the most part, compassionate. Those who have come down the ghost path are, for the most part, cheap and lowly. They never take a loss. They are really sneaky and slimy, not reliable. Unreliable people are said to be ghostly. Those from the path of humans have affinities with everyone. Those from the animal path are insatiably greedy for everything. The more, the better. Asuras like to get angry. Those from the immortal path like to be pure and carefree. So now we are talking about asuras. Have you noticed how there are some people who are just miserable all the time? They are always on the verge of blowing their tops. They are just asuras. They have asura natures. Can they change? Yes. How? The Dharma Flower Sutra tells us in detail. All you have to do is constantly and reverently recite the name of Guanshuyin Bodhisattva. This means reciting all the time, without ever stopping. Recite constantly and be reverent by going to temples and bowing to Guanshuyin Bodhisattva. But you can't just bow today and not tomorrow, or bow in the morning and not bow at night. If you have no work to do, then spend your time bowing and reciting. Gradually, they will be separated from hatred. Your temper will vanish. You won't know quite how it happened, but, strangely enough, your temper will have disappeared. It's just that mysterious. You don't know about this, but I've had personal experience, and I know. I used to have a terrible temper. I used to hit and scold people. When I was very young, 12 or so, I liked to fight with others. No matter how big a person was, he had to listen to my orders or I would clobber him until he submitted. That's just an asura nature. Later, when I studied the Buddha Dharma, I realized the anger was wrong, and I changed. I always recited the name of Guanshuyin Bodhisattva. So now, sometimes even when my own disciples bully me, I still don't get angry. My disciples may get mad at me, but I practice patience and endure it. I know that eventually they will understand that they are wrong. Before, I used to get mad at people, and now my disciples get mad at me. Which ones? You ask. You know who you are, I say. Before, I got mad at others. Now, others get mad at me. This is just retribution. I have received these bad disciples who bully their good teacher. But the good teacher doesn't get angry anymore. I don't know where my temper went, but I am not going to look for it. If I find it again, it'll be even worse. If those who are very stupid. We have already discussed greed and hatred. Now we'll discuss stupidity. These are the three poisons. They poison our Buddha natures and put them to sleep. Why haven't we awakened yet? Why is it that we live as if drunk and die in a dream? It's all because of the three poisons. The primary form of greed is sexual desire. Sexual desire is extremely harmful to people's natures. But most people think it's very enjoyable, and so they engage in all kinds of impure conduct. Day by day, the original Buddha nature becomes covered with filth, so that its light does not manifest. This is all because of greed for sex. Hatred is the same way. Now we are talking about stupidity. What's that? Stupidity just means that you feel you aren't stupid. That's stupid. A person may think he is intelligent and wise, but then you ask him, "Where did you come from? Where are you going to in the future?" And he can't answer. He doesn't know where he came from or where he's going, and yet he says he's intelligent. He won't admit that he is stupid. In this world, everyone is concerned about such petty affairs as fame and profit. People toil for fame and profit all day long. They hurt each other, kill each other, and cause mayhem, all just for profit. If you put all the people in the world together, how many would there be? 2. One who seeks fame and one who seeks profit. Fame and profit turn people entirely upside down. They don't wake up. From birth to death, they fight and struggle. Some seek to get elected to office. Others seek to get rich. Some run after the opposite sex or some other kind of happiness. But this happiness fades. And at the time of death, people have no idea where they are going. And yet they still think they are incredible geniuses with great wisdom. I'm the smartest. I have the most wisdom. I was first in my class every year. I'm ahead of everyone else in everything. But how is it really? As long as you haven't recognized your own original face, no matter how smart you are, yours is a false intelligence. People with genuine wisdom won't think they are wise. Will they think they're stupid then? You ask. No. They won't think they're either stupid or wise. On the outside, they appear to be pretty much the same as everyone else, but their thinking and attitude will be clear. They are clear about the fact that everything is like an illusion, like a bubble, a shadow, a dewdrop, or a flash of lightning. Knowing that everything is like a dream, they won't be greedy for glory, wealth, or position. Knowing that everything is an illusion, they won't be greedy for sex, power, or profit. It's all impermanent, all of it. And so the Vajra Sutra says, all conditioned dharmas are like a dream, a bubble, or a shadow. What are conditioned dharmas? They are all those things with marks, all the things we perceive. All are like illusions, dreams, or bubbles. Would you say a bubble in the ocean is real? If you say it's real, it will soon pop and disappear. If you say it's false, it's still there. But although it's there, it has no real substance. A shadow is also false. It's like dew in the morning. It's there, but as soon as the sun shines on it, it's gone. And a lightning flash appears for just an instant. If you can look upon everything as being like a dream, an illusion, a bubble, a shadow, dew, or a lightning flash, then what attachments could there be? None. Without attachments, you'll have genuine understanding. You won't let your thinking wander as it will to the north, east, south, or west. You will put down deluded thinking and involvement with the dust of the world. Having put it all down, you couldn't avoid becoming a Buddha if you tried. You would have wisdom whether you wanted it or not. You would be naturally wise. When you don't have wisdom, you may think, I'm pretty wise. But once you have true wisdom, you'll think, oh, originally this was mine all the time. It didn't come from outside. At that time, you won't be arrogant. You won't think, see me, I'm the smartest one around. I'm the prettiest one around. I'm the most talented, incredible, unusual person around. If you think like that, you're attached to appearances. Appearances just means your stinking skin bag. The dream, illusion, bubble, shadow, dewdrop, and lightning flash. All day long you wear your nice clothes, eat your fancy food, live in your fine house, and enjoy your amusements. You do all of this for your body, but when the time comes to die, your body will pay no attention to you. It won't help you out at all. Besides, in order to satisfy their stinking skin bags, people are busy all day long smoking, drinking, stuffing themselves with food, trying to fill that bottomless pit. You can't fill a bottomless pit. It all keeps leaking out. The more it leaks, the more you fill it. The more you fill it, the more it leaks. It certainly keeps you busy. Why do I eat one meal a day? Because three meals a day are just too much trouble. Most people think that eating fine food is a real pleasure. I think it's a lot of trouble. If you overeat, your stomach hurts. If you don't eat enough, your greed isn't satisfied. You think, that was good. I'd like to have a little bit more. If you don't eat such good food, you won't be so greedy, and it's a lot easier on your stomach. It's just a lot of trouble, and it all comes about because of stupidity. Being stupid, one seeks after pleasure, wealth, enjoyment, and fun with the opposite sex. It's all upside down. You can be as greedy as you want, and then what? When the time comes, you're still going to die. When the time comes to die, you won't have control over the situation at all. Isn't that stupid? Now, being so stupid, what should people do? we should rely upon the method given in the Dharma Flower Sutra. If people constantly and reverently recite the name of Guanshuyin Bodhisattva, they will be separated from stupidity. Recite the name of Guanshuyin Bodhisattva, and your stupidity will disappear as your wisdom comes forth. If you know you are stupid, you have recognized yourself. You have to have some wisdom to be able to realize that you're stupid. People without wisdom won't have any idea that they're stupid. The farther they run, the farther off they stray. And as if being stupid wasn't bad enough, people insist on doubling their stupidity by thinking they're intelligent. How do we get rid of our stupidity? We must constantly and reverently recite the name of Guanshuyin Bodhisattva. This is the most wonderful and efficacious method. It's a money-back guarantee, wonderful beyond words. Speaking of stupidity and wisdom, what is stupidity? What is wisdom? I'll tell you something you won't believe. Stupidity is wisdom. Wisdom is stupidity. Why do I say that? Take a look at the Heart Sutra. Form does not differ from emptiness. Emptiness does not differ from form. Form itself is emptiness. Emptiness itself is form. True form comes from true emptiness. True emptiness comes from true form. They are two and yet not two. If you know how to use it, it's wisdom. If you can't use it, it's stupidity. Stupidity and wisdom are not two. It just depends on whether or not you can use it. If you can use it, stupidity turns to wisdom. If you can't use it, wisdom turns to stupidity. They are two and yet not two. If you obtain genuine wisdom, you will know. Oh, originally it was like this, and you won't be upside down. Sutra. Inexhaustible intention, Guanshuyin Bodhisattva has great awesome spiritual power such as these and confers great benefits. Therefore, living beings should always be mindful of him. Commentary. Shakyamuni Buddha calls out, inexhaustible intention, Guanshuyin Bodhisattva has great awesome spiritual power such as these. He is able to rescue us from the seven difficulties and the three poisons. And he confers great benefits. There are many, many ways in which he benefits living beings with his spiritual powers. Therefore, living beings should always be mindful of him. Living beings should always keep his name in mind. The text makes it very clear here. It's not good enough just to recite with your mouth. You must keep his name in your mind. Your mouth doesn't necessarily have to recite, but you must keep his name in your thoughts. Sutra. If women who seek sons bow and make offerings to Guanshuyin Bodhisattva, they will give birth to blessed, virtuous, and wise sons. If they seek daughters, they will give birth to upright and handsome daughters who have planted the roots of virtue in previous lives and who are regarded and respected by all. Commentary. If women who seek sons bow and make offerings of fruits, flowers, and so forth to Guanxuyin Bodhisattva, they will give birth to blessed, virtuous, and wise sons. If they seek sons, they will have sons. If they seek daughters, they will give birth to upright and handsome daughters. Their noses will look like noses. Their eyes will look like eyes. Their ears will look like ears. And their lips will look like lips. Well, could somebody have eyes that don't look like eyes? You ask. Some people have triangular eyes. In China, we say these eyes are Zhangshigui eyes. Zhangshigui was a treacherous official during the Tang Dynasty in China. He had a very bad character and cheated everyone. And he had three-cornered eyes. Most people's eyes just go straight across, but his were triangular. So you should remember, if you become friends with such people, then you will have a hard time. Zhangshigui eyes make a person very hard to get along with. Can a nose not look like a nose? You ask. Sometimes people have a nose that sticks in instead of out, or it looks as if someone had bit it off. Some people's ears look like a little mouse's ears, really tiny. Some have ears as long as a rabbit's. Is that good looking? If one's earlobes hang down like the Buddha's, they can be said to be good ears. But if one's ears are long in the other direction, that is, they stick way up in the air, then they don't even look like ears, except maybe rabbit's ears. Some people's lips don't look like lips. Some people have their noses and mouths stuck right together with their ears. They don't even look human. Even dogs aren't that ugly and weird. Some people like dogs and they want to look like dogs too. But these people with their noses, mouths, and ears all grown together don't even look as good as dogs. They may have hare lips or be bow-legged. If a daughter looked like that, no one would like it because she wouldn't be proper and attractive. In general, women who are deformed have a hard time getting married or even getting a boyfriend. Everyone is afraid of them. However, upright and handsome daughters are those who have planted roots of virtue in previous lives. Why are they upright and beautiful? Beautiful people in their former lives made offerings of flowers and other things to the Buddhas. During the summer session, one of my disciples said, "No wonder all the women are making offerings of flowers to the Buddha. They want to be beautiful." These attractive daughters being discussed are ones who are regarded and respected by all. Everyone is fond of them. Sutra. Inexhaustible intention, Guanxuyin Bodhisattva has powers such as these. If there are living beings who reverently bow to Guanxuyin Bodhisattva, they will be blessed and their efforts will not be in vain. Commentary. Having talked about these two kinds of seeking, seeking for a son and seeking for a daughter, and also having talked about the seven kinds of difficulties and the three poisons, the Buddha now calls out, inexhaustible intention, Guanxuyin Bodhisattva has powers such as these, as just described above. If there are living beings who reverently bow to Guanxuyin Bodhisattva, they will be blessed and their efforts will not be in vain. If they can very respectfully pay homage to Guanxuyin Bodhisattva, they will certainly be rewarded with blessings. Sutra. Therefore, living beings should all receive and uphold the name of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva. Commentary. Therefore, living beings should all receive and uphold the name of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva. Receive and uphold means to recite, to keep the name of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva always in mind. If you can recite the name of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva, there is inconceivable power there. Sutra. Inexhaustible intention. If a person were to receive and uphold the names of Bodhisattvas in number as the grains of sand in 62 koti of Ganges rivers, and in addition were to exhaustively make offerings to them of food, drink, clothing, bedding, and medicine, what do you think? Would that good man's or good woman's merit and virtue be great or not? Inexhaustible intention, Bodhisattva replied, very great, world-honored one. The Buddha said, if another person were to receive and uphold the name of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva and bow and make offerings but once, that person's blessings would be equal to and not different from the other person's. They could not be exhausted in hundreds of thousands of myriads of koti of eons. Commentary. Inexhaustible intention. If a person were to receive and uphold the names of bodhisattvas in number as the grains of sand in 62 koti of Ganges rivers. Receive and uphold means reciting the name not of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva, but of other bodhisattvas, an incredible number of them. And not only that, if the person in addition were to exhaustively make offerings to them of food, drink, clothing, bedding, and medicine, what do you think? Suppose this person throughout his entire life presents those four kinds of offerings to the Triple Jewel. Would that good man's or good woman's merit and virtue be great or not? Inexhaustible intention, Bodhisattva replied, very great, world-honored one. The Buddha said, If another person were to receive and uphold the name of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva and bow and make offerings but once, he doesn't have to make offerings for his entire life. He only has to do it once, just for a moment. Then, that person's blessings would be equal to and not different from the other person's. His blessings wouldn't differ from those gained by the first person who made offerings to bodhisattvas as many as the sands of 62 koti of Ganges rivers. They could not be exhausted in hundreds of thousands of myriads of koti of eons. Sutra. Inexhaustible intention. One who receives and upholds the name of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva obtains the benefit of blessings and virtues as limitless and boundless as those. Commentary. Inexhaustible intention. Shakyamuni Buddha continues, one who receives and upholds and recites the name of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva obtains the benefits of blessings and virtues as limitless and boundless as those, countless and measureless.